Hi and welcome to Healthy Life Hacks. I'm Jennifer Jeffries, the present day wise woman, a realistic naturopath coming to you from the surfing beaches of Australia. This podcast is for those of you who are wanting to really rock your life and health and live from a place of prevention. Let's get into today's episode. Our skin is the biggest eliminating organ in our body. And yet I see people moisturizing themselves, lathering themselves up with things like sorbolene cream. Sorbolene cream is a petroleum product. Basically, refined kerosene oil is used to make sorbolene cream. That stuff is not good for your health. You are killing your skin. And I'm going to talk about all this and what is actually good for your skin in today's podcast. So let's go. So I remember back in the early 80s when I was working in the pharmacy industry, and Choice Magazine at the time was the voice for everything authority in the world, well, in Australia anyway. And I remember them doing an article saying sorbolene cream, it's cheap, it's the best thing you can use on your skin, stop buying all the expensive stuff. In pharmacy, we made a bucket load of money. I was managing a chain of pharmacies and we sold pallets of tubs of sorbolene cream. Cheap as chips. Everyone's going, yeah, Choice Magazine said it's great for me. It literally took Australia by storm. And at the time I'm thinking, well, Choice says it's right. I knew nothing about natural things. I was working in the pharmacy industry. And I just went, yep, cool. Advance a few years and I studied to be a naturopath. And in particular, I also studied to be an aromatherapist. And really got to understand what we're putting on our skin influences our health. Our skin is our biggest detoxifying body system. And if we are putting something like sorbolene cream, which is a combination of things like paraffin, literally a petroleum product, so refined, okay, it's refined bloody kerosene. That's what it is. It's so bad. And things like not vegetable glycerins, animal glycerins, which are sadly taken from things like horse's hoofs, just not good. In fact, baby oil, those sorbolini cream kind of things were actually originally designed to create a barrier from things like nappy rash, so that when a child peed themselves, the urine, when it sat in that wet nappy, didn't burn their skin. Paraffin wax oils, any petroleum kind of product, be it like the paraffin waxes that are used through to the actual the oil itself, they create a barrier. They sit on the skin. They can't absorb into the skin, but they absolutely clog your biggest eliminating organ. So just easy way to understand how you make a cream. And it doesn't matter if it's the most expensive sorbolene cream or if it's the crappiest. And it doesn't matter if it's the cheapest sorbolene cream or the most expensive sorbolene cream or the cheapest close to nature, natural kind of body cream or lotion through to the most expensive. It's all the same process all the time. The way you make any kind of cream or lotion is you get an oil and a water to mix. So anything in the sorbolene family, in the non-plant-based family, is always getting mineral oil, so paraffin, petroleum products, to blend with water. And they'll use a paraffin wax to be the blending agent generally. Whereas a natural cream, any kind of natural body cream or lotion, is made from plant-based products. So things like shea butters or coconut oils, essential oils. I make my own. We're using things like avocado and macadamia oil, which are rich in vitamin A and vitamin D. So it's getting a plant-based oil to mix with water. And the way we use that is with a plant-based wax. So we'll use things like, depending on the thickness of it, that we're after, through from a beeswax or a xanthan gum. There's so many different plant-based waxes that we can use. So when it comes to skin health, it's really important to read ingredients. And if there's anything that says like mineral oil is refined kerosene. It's that paraffin wax is the thick part that's left. It's that mineral oil wax. Like, run. Do not use that on your baby. Do not use that on yourself. Don't use it on anyone. That stuff is just toxic. You are putting petroleum products on your skin. And I get it. You want to use something that's cost effective. If you want something really cost effective and you want a great moisturizer for your skin, go to the supermarket and buy avocado oil or macadamia oil. Have your hands literally just moist, slightly damp. A couple of drops of oil goes such a long way. Your body will take up all that nourishment, all those good omega-6, omega-9 essential fatty acids, the vitamin A's, the vitamin D's, all that richness, and will nourish your skin. Absolutely will. And is incredibly cost effective. I use body oils. I incredibly rarely will use a body cream. And if I use a body cream, it's absolutely, one that is plant-based, 100% plant-based. I won't use those kind of harmful chemicals on the skin. I don't want to do anything to block my skin pores. I want my body to breathe. I want my body to be able to eliminate toxins properly. And our skin is the biggest eliminating organ that we've got in our body. So it's so important. So on that daily basis, if you're wanting to track down ingredients, are great. Whether something is has got things like essential oils added, the other thing is just to watch you've got no synthetic fragrances. You want a pure essential oil, not a fragrance oil, to be able to sense something, to be truly natural. Otherwise, the fragrance oils are synthetically made as well. So it's not just the base, it's the fragrance that's added as well. So, and sadly, some natural body creams, they can have a good cream base, okay, or lotion, and they'll still use a synthetic fragrance because it's cheaper. I think of rose oil. It takes 40 odd roses to make one drop of rose essential oil. Now you go to your local health food shop or something, and or any shop, and you find rose body oil, and it's $10, and it smells so beautiful and rosy. I promise that's got a fragrance oil. It has not got a pure essential oil. So you won't pick up any of the therapeutic properties of that essential oil. And what you'll actually do is you'll be putting a synthetic product on your skin, which is where, so many people have got allergic reactions to things nowadays and skin irritations that they never used to in the past. And it's an accumulation in so many cases. There's an accumulation of things like added fragrances and added preservatives that are just doing it. So you want something as close to nature as properly as possible. It's no different to what we eat. We want to be as close to nature as possible. It's the same thing. So what is the solution? Go natural. Read your containers. Read whatever it is, the face oil, the face cream, anything that you're using, body cream, night cream, day cream, lotion, whatever it is, read it. Read it. You will always see a water component because water, you're mixing an oil and water to mix. Okay. You don't want to see anything that says things like paraffin or mineral oil. If it says vegetable glycerin, it's a glycerin that's taken from plants. If it just says glycerin, it's boiled up horse's hoofs. That's not cool. Okay. So you'll always see water, you'll always see a wax, whether it's a paraffin wax in things like the sorbolines, or whether it's going to be a beeswax or one of the other plant-based waxes. Get familiar with those, and then you should see a string of different vegetable oils, plant-based oils, which are the base oils, the carriers, the nut ones that are going to nourish. And then from a fragrancing point of view, you want to make sure that it's scented when and with pure essential oils, which are going to have a therapeutic benefit to your skin, depending which ones you use. The heavier, more nourishing oils, the things like your roses and jasmines, your frankincenses, those kind of things, where something lighter might even just be something simple like some lavender. So I wanted to talk about it because it's big. I see so many people who are getting skin sensitivities now where they never used to. And I also see so many people reach out to me and say, Jen, what about this? What about that? Well, that's the bottom line. I've used plant-based products, oils, creams, everything for the last, well, more than 3 decades. It's essential to helping your body to be able to eliminate efficiently. Have fun checking out all your labels. I promise it's worth it. Time to get things like petroleum products off our bodies. They do more harm. So, yeah.
I want to thank you for being here today.
If you enjoyed my podcast, please let me know by leaving a review on Apple Podcast. Every month, I draw one lucky person who leaves a review, have a free 1 hour consultation with me. Be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you're tuning in from so that you always catch the next episode. I welcome your emails and you can write to me at podcast@healthylifehacks.com.au. Until next time, remember, when it comes to life, live it, love it, and get on with it.